I've always felt different. I've always seen things, but when I tried to express them as a child, I was always told to ignore it.
There were people that I didn't know that came to me and said, I have this message that I keep getting that I have to deliver to you.
All of a sudden, out of the shadows, a homeless man just jumped right in front of me, and he said, I'm a soul just like you.
I love it.
I wanted to understand the universe and who and what we are and what are we doing here.
Well, we're all part of this amazing soul wave tapping into each other.
This was a major life changer.
You are a light. You have helped me a ton. Thank you.
You've given me the courage to live more from my soul.
Millions of people are awakening.
So wake up with Michelle Miche. Be pleased to hear the best-selling authors and experts in the fields of cutting-edge self-help, personal growth, metaphysics, and spirituality. The soul path of awakening.
Understand what living awake is.
Hello, Radiant Lights. Welcome to the program. If you're new, I want to give you a warm welcome, and if you'd like to be in the chat, you're more than welcome to. If you want to ask questions in the chat, you just need to do a profile with Blog Talk Radio, and then you can interact. If you want to call in, that number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And if you have a question, a comment, you want to share where you are in your life or on your soul path, or you would like a reading, please press 1 on your keypad. Okay, I do see people in the queue, so if you did want a reading, please press 1. Sometimes I pick up, but sometimes I have, you know, clicked people on and they're at work one time with their boss right in their cubicle. So best to press 1 if you can, and that gives me an alert. Welcome. Is everybody in the holiday festivities running around, or are you doing it much more of an inward flow way? I'd love to hear how your holiday is going. I see people starting to get in. I'm wondering if people are running around or if there's a different energy or viewpoint. Let me know. As always, for all things awakenings, this means guest suggestions, topic suggestions, please email the producer at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. And if you would like to do personal work with me or have questions for me, you can email me at info@soulplayground.life or my personal email, michelle@soulplayground.life. That's the best way to do it. I'm really trying to keep the communication either comment sections or, you know, on the show. This is one of the reasons why I do this program. Of course, on Instagram, you can connect with me there, you know, in the comments, or YouTube, Soul Awakening with Michelle Miche on YouTube. By the way, I'm uploading January. There is, we did a poll, and people wanted a reading and tune in on their career path, job, decision-making of that level. So that is up. Doing January, that should be up in the next couple of days, and then I'm doing a, there's also on Friday a video of what's going on that was a Patreon early access that talks about the awakening and what is taking place on the planet. I just did another interview, and that will be up in another week. So getting you guys out the stuff, I'm listening, and I love it. I love the interaction. I love the support, and I love the suggestions. Keep them going. I don't take it personally at all. People say, I wish you would do more of this or do less of this, or will you do this video? I welcome it. And I welcome the suggestions for the podcast as well, because this is a community happening. We're co-creating this, and we have from the very beginning. So your input is really not only valid, but needed and necessary. And saying that, I notice more of you are active on the Awakenings page on Facebook, which is great. I love that. I love seeing the empowerment. I got to tell you, that gets me giddy. That people that have worked with me for a while or friends of mine or family just know, like, Michelle shines. When other people start to shine and really start awakening and getting into their own inner knowing and flexing that muscle, I love that. Absolutely love seeing people, you know, extending out, you know, trusting their intuition, and because that's a very, very important part of the awakening is our own inner knowing, our own inner authority, and sharing that with others, our viewpoint. That's what we came here to do. That's what the soul is, in the individuated aspect of the all that is, or God, or how God, Goddess, whatever terms or terminology you want to use. We're not, yes, people, you know, it's funny when people used to say we're not human doings, we're human beings, but we came here to do, whatever that means to you, we came here to do. That's the whole idea, inspiration and then inspired action. So, and many of you will probably be feeling more and more the soul call, you know, as you are awakening further and getting more into that soul alignment. You're probably feeling a little fidgety, you know, and if you're not, for sure, mid-January and February on of next year, you're going to be like, what the heck? I got to just move forward on some stuff. I do want to share a couple things with you. Always, always, always another great way to reach me is MentorCam, the app. I love, love, love it. You don't have to video your questions in, but I love when you do because then I get to see you. And then, of course, I video my response in too. So that is definitely open for you. Also, have a wonderful, wonderful, kind of very excited about this workshop coming up. Combination workshop sound bath. You know, I always like to get the inner plane processing in. You know that, you know that. This coming up next Tuesday for the solstice, very, very, you know, important solstice that's coming up, really going to be doing a deep dive. I'm, you know, more than excited that we have Grace O is going to be doing this with me. And we're going to be connecting in through the Rainbow Bridge, very excited, and doing some deep dive clearing work, breath work, energetic work. We'll be doing an inner plane journey. And Grace, if you go to soulplayground.life, upcoming events, you can see it there also, and sign if you want to. And then we're going to have a wonderful sound bath transmission. It's more than a sound bath because she really, we're going to work with the chakras. It's going to be very transformative, healing, but also very nurturing. So if that's something that you're interested in, again, you can find out more about it on soulplayground.life, upcoming events, or also on Union. I'm just looking at my website, and for some reason it's saying that it's that page does not exist. So I don't know what happened. Okay, I don't know. There's a link also in my Instagram, in my flow page, or you can go to Union. I'll try to get that. I'll try to get that link and put it in the description box. I'm going to do a little note to put link in description. But now, see, I wouldn't have known that had I not promoted. I definitely will promo it, also let you know about the particulars in the Instagram stories and also Facebook stories. And there's, Soul Playground. Lenny, can't wait for 2012-21. Yeah, me too. Ah, just remember, bring your headphones. Wear your headphones so you can really hear the frequencies within the notes that she plays. Some of you had done, a few years ago, I did wakeful dreaming. I did some shamanic interplane journey work and ritual, and Grace was there. We did it at Yoga Nest, at an amazing yoga studio that's actually on a vortex of energy. So it was very powerful. Some of you listeners, you came, you drove. I don't know if some of you flew, but I know some of you drove there, and it was great to see all of you as well. Now, we cannot forget to talk about our Expect a Miracle. I did a post on Instagram. Please post your miracles and call in also. So we're doing this till end of January. And we're going to continue to do it, obviously. This is bringing just awareness, this celebration, this sacred circle of expectancy of miracles and divine intervention. And then we're going to also have Mark, I can't think of his name now, right now, but who wrote The Way of Miracles. he is coming back on. He was on November 17th. So if you go back in the archives, you can listen to that interview with him. And it kind of got sparked. It was a wonderful, those of you that were there in the that day or listened, it was just an amazing synergy between us and synchronicity. Mark Mancola, November, I believe, 18th, yes. And then he's going to come back in February. We're going to talk about all the miracles we've experienced. And, of course, some of you have heard me talk about my miracle with my external hard drive, and there's other goodies. Now, I've really been focusing on miracles for a while, on and off. In fact, I was looking through some of my posts and writings, and I came across something in around, it was when I was teaching metaphysical courses and meditation at Agape Spiritual Center. So it was somewhere around 2007 to 2009, because I had just started teaching there. And I remember I was big, and I had this post, you know, expect a miracle. The only requirement is being open to one. And in truth be told, I mean, that's kind of cute. I know. I love that. I love that saying. Okay, I love it. But however, people have miracles that aren't open to them. But if you want to have more miracles in your life, it's just like anything else. What we focus on energetically does start harnessing an energy. And I have found in demanding, I mean, I sometimes scream at God. I scream at God. I scream at my guides. You have me doing this. I'm doing that. Now, I want something. I want help. I want assistance. That's how I got a wonderful assistant that's helping me with editing, Jackie Hansel. That morning, she actually had a session. I knew nothing about her. That morning, I was literally, after my quiet, calm, centering meditation, was pissed, screaming at the guides, like, okay, I came back here to do all this, blah, 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 gave him my very successful career. I need help. You want me to do all this stuff? Out of my wheelhouse. I need help to get this other content out and books and things that. So, and I felt like it was going to come because that's how it happens. Always, always, always the need is met, especially if you're really intending it. So, all sessions are confidential, so I won't say anything, but I will just say that I was realizing, oh my God, what this person does or wants to do in their life, and they have the background and the training, exactly what I want. And the type of person I am, I can't just work with anyone. It's kind of a family kind of feel, and there has to be a lot of trust with the content, with the awareness, the consciousness, especially with the people that do my finance and billing, which I have great people that help me with that. So anyway, I finished the session and I said, you know, this morning I was kind of shouting, praying, meditating on all this. And so she's helping me and she's amazing, an amazing, amazing editor, has great ideas. So sometimes you have to get a little forceful. You have to be okay. You remember that our energy in motion is the carrier wave to manifestation. That inspiration, that passion, motivation doesn't just happen kicking back on the sofa, putting your legs up. Now, there's time for that as well. You need to allow the space, and definitely rest is a part of it, relaxation. But remember, we can create by all different levels. This is one thing that a lot of people don't recognize, and unfortunately, there can be some misinformation out there that you have to be high vibes to manifest things. No, it's just the quality of you, what you want to manifest. We're always manifesting. That's what we are. We're manifesting beings. We are constantly creating and generating through our thoughts, our ideas, our actions, but the frequency. So you can manifest from a wounded level, very wounded, or you can manifest from the ego level, the higher self, you know, which is the soul extending vibrationally to the higher self, living from that. So and sometimes we manifest from a lower vibrational frequency. We all sometimes like, oops, like, you know, whatever, because it's more about our dominant mental, emotional, vibrational state, not the fleeting, natural anger, depression, or despondency. You know, it has a lot to do with our mental, emotional mindset and the energy around that, which creates that vibrational frequency. And then also, of course, how close are we to our soul signature frequency? So I am definitely wanting, you know, you all to be a part of this and just really start looking at the miracles in your life, big and small. What do you consider a miracle? What are the miracles that you're experiencing? You know, how are you calling this in? How are you calling these miracles in? You know, sometimes we get miracles and we don't even realize it, that we are a miracle. So I've got a meditation too. If you're interested, email me. You can email Michelle@soulplayground.life or sign up on the website, because there's a meditation that you get when you sign up. But I did do a meditation for miracles that I'm going to be letting people gifting and a message about that, because I feel so much, and even the astrology shows this, you guys. You know, that Neptune in Pisces, Jupiter in Pisces, you know, it's retrograding back and forth. Even good old Pluto, people talking about Pluto, you know, in Capricorn, that and Venus, the tractor goddess, the goddess of attraction, magnetic attraction, and worthiness and beauty and creativity and the arts and music. All of the energy that's coming in now. Yes, we're going to have trauma. Yes, there's things, and I've talked about it. I can say more if people want to, but all the stuff that's going on governmentally, the agendas, the mandates, the visa, yeah, all that. It's not, you know, but there is this amazing thread through it all, these openings. Because there's a lot of chaos and confusion. There's a lot of trying to hold on to the old. You know, think of it this way. Like little kids, let's say, going out to play and they're getting their snacks. And one person is, they took my snack, but then there's a whole table of snacks. And the one little kid that's holding your snack, that stole your snack, his hands got sand because he was playing in the sandbox. And he's kind of sweaty and dirty. And then it's like, okay, the wrapper is off of the snack. Okay, it's a little oat bar or chocolate bar, okay? And the teacher says, give that snack back. That's not yours. I don't know about you, but I would probably just say, you know what? I'm going to take the one on the table. You keep that one. Yeah, you took my snack. Yeah, you impositioned me. But I'm going to go over here where there's an opportunity and a lot of different snacks, where there's even, you know, dried cherries and other things there, and juice and whatever. You know what I'm saying? So there is going to be a lot of that where you're like kind of picking and choosing, like, oh, do I really need, this is in process. Do I need to get all ruffled about this? Or can I take this energy, this explosive energy that's happening, this unknown up and down roller coaster cyclone, start, stop, over control, what is in the middle of that, base of that I can align to or connect to? And again, using your own intuition, connecting in to that inner authority of the higher self, the soul, responding, showing up open to respond, not prefab, not prefabricated, not pre-thought. You know, have your idea, have your thoughts. Some of you have your business plan, your to-dos list, do what you need to do on this human mundane level, but open up to the galactic aspect of you, the divinity consciousness that stays in that place. It's all divine. It's all a play of the divine. It's all, you know, spirit of play or of consciousness at various levels, but we get to choose. I love that saying by Einstein, if it's all an illusion, talking about life, if it's all illusion anyway, I might as well choose an empowering one. So we get to choose a lot within what's happening. P. Lenny, what are you saying? Yeah, I know. Thank you, Lynn. It says page not found. So I don't know what is going on there. Some kind of glitchy witchy. Let me see if I can multitask and fix that. That's kind of interesting. And see, if I hadn't talked about it, I wouldn't have known. Might be something I did. Sometimes I'm in there editing things, and maybe I hit the wrong thing or something. I don't know. Let's see. Public event. Let's see. I'm looking. Workshop events. Yeah, it should be there. Page not found. I don't know. I'm looking through. I love you guys. I really do. It should be. Let's see if it, what is it, migrates the data? Thanks, Lenny. If you check it now, let's see. You know, I had some work done, actually on Fiverr. How many people noticed that my website was very slow? It actually had an F rating. So slow, you know, so I had it optimized. So maybe they did a little funny, something happened, you know. Maybe that's what happened. So we'll see. But check it back with me. I will, I'll put the link in the description box. Then also you can email if you're interested, michelle@soulplayground.life, or you can sign up on the website, on my website. You can also, let's see what other ways. There's going to be a posting with information on Instagram story, Facebook story, and also my Facebook page. Okay, so I don't know what's going on. Have to figure that out. Okay, I appreciate you guys for letting me know, though. Thanks, Lynn, for that. Hey, Tammy. Welcome in the chat, everyone. So please join in on the miracles. I'd love to hear how things are unfolding for you. Oh, Lynn, you registered through the link in my email, but on Soul Playground, page not found. Okay. Maybe I can put the link in the chat from Union. Maybe you guys can do that, or one of you can do that. And let's see. All right, lots of people in the queue. Do you have questions? Yeah, see, it's showing up on Union, so it's just not showing up. Yeah, so if you go to union.com/my name, Michelle Mache, you can sign up there, and I will also put it in the. One thing that's working, I used to not be able to copy and paste and put stuff in the chat. Oh, you guys, love you. All right, I see lots of people in the queue. If you have a question or a comment, please press 1 on your keypad. And again, that number is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122, and press 1 on your keypad. I don't want to miss anyone if you had a question or a comment or you wanted a reading. Okay. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. Definitely wanted to mention about the miracles. I'd love to hear from all of you to see how that's unfolding for you. I've been noticing a lot, more synchronicities that are happening. Now, one of the reasons I wanted to do the solstice, I usually do something on my own or with, you know, friends or something for the solstice, same as the equinoxes. And, you know, I'm very much into the moon cycles. But this one I really felt was extra powerful. I do feel it's also because Venus conjuncting Pluto, also going retrograde. And again, Venusian energy. I've been feeling very drawn to the whole idea of dark and light and going out. I think I've told a lot of you, you know, no matter what exercise I've done during the day, I still have to go out at night. And like yesterday, I was interviewed for a couple of things. I had clients. I had a lot going on, and I just thought, okay, I'm just so tired. And then I just thought, I got to go out. And I thought, just go around the block, just do a little walk. And then sure enough, I went further and further and further and further. And there is some star or planet, I don't know. I thought it was Venus, but then somebody was saying Venus wasn't visible. I don't know if any of you know what planet is visible right now, kind of near the moon. Let's see. I'm going to put it in the chat. What planet is visible in Western Hemisphere? It's like I can feel the energy of potential impossibilities that are happening right now through, also, it's still very bright. So Venus, it is Venus. That's what I thought. So anytime planets are closer to us, I mean, it's even much more effect. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter visible. I think I'm seeing Mercury and Venus, or Mars, perhaps maybe Mars and Venus, because one is brighter and smaller. Find right now, I would suggest for all of you, find rituals that connect you, anchor you into nature, the nature cycles. I had a friend the other day talking to me and saying, we were having a conversation, and she mentioned that she felt she was getting into bed earlier, like wanting to stay home and cook and like in bed, you know. Oh, thank you, Lynn. That works, the union one. Thank you. And another friend and I call it farmer's hours. And I said, no, you're, and she's like, I think I'm getting older. She's actually younger than me, so she's not really that old chronologically. And I said, no, you're just adjusting back to the natural rhythms of life. So I feel part of this big reset. And I'm telling you, some of the visions that I'm seeing of how we're going to be living, there are going to be cities and communities within those cities or outlying areas, outposts, because we're going to have a different, you know, even the United States won't be called the United States anymore. We're going to have a different way kind of mapping where people live and how people live. And definitely smart cities and you know, really more built up areas that are completely digitized, and then some places that are digital analog, and then some places that are more analog. And with that, like, because people have asked me how, you know, with getting completely off the grid, well, I feel there'll be like charges, surcharges, or fees, you know, for electricity and, you know, certain use of those kinds of things. But there are people that I feel that are moving more towards natural rhythms and natural life cycles. Obviously, there always has been. And before this pandemic, there was a group that was moving more in that direction. Think about it, slow cooking, the whole slow. For many people, this situation that we're going through and all parts of it has called a lot of reevaluation. And part of that reevaluation for many has brought people back into the natural rhythm and natural cycle. And my guides always said this, things would be more and more 24/7, more electrical, you know, we need to be more magnetic. And I've always said that we have to learn to choose, because you can be up till 2, 3, in the, you can be up round the clock down doing business or creating whatever you're doing. You know, everything is available to that. But is that really suitable for you? Is that life enhancing for you? And so I feel like, especially with the North Node in Taurus, South Node in Scorpio, Scorpio ruling the depth and also what's under the ground, things like, you know, our resources, our soil, our oil, gold, silver, crystals, things that are found deep within. Also astrologically, that Neptunian energy, water. We're going to have some wake-up calls as to what's important and how much do I consume and where do I consume and, you know, investing, you know, in yourself. Where do I invest? How do I invest, whether it's monetarily or within oneself? You're going to see a lot of courses, classes, a lot of people investing in themselves or what's the extension, their house, their home, where they're going to be. In other words, I'm working out of here, living out of here. So I'm remodeling, or I'm moving to some place that's, you know, better suits me, or I'm changing careers, so I'm taking this class, or I want to integrate this, or I want more peace, or I want to become more intuitive, so I'm doing this course. You see what I'm saying? So again, this amazing reevaluation that's taking place, and of course that eclipse energy, right? All of this, you know, is in between the 19th. To the 27th, there's this amazing, and some might say intense aspect but aspects I feel that are actually part of, you know, awakening further or awareness aspects. There could be, you know, some of it is going to bring an excess of energy and irritation of wanting to do something or move forward or solve that problem or feeling very restricted. But then what do we do with that? What do we, how do we harness the creative energy? This is requiring people, I keep saying it, dig deep, dig deep, dig deeper. I love that, the saying, if when fishermen can't go to sea, you know, when the sea is rough, they can't go to sea, they mend nets. And I put one more sentence to that. When the fishermen can't go to sea, they mend nets. If the nets are mended, they go have a tea or coffee. They go have a cappuccino, right? What else is it that you can do? Creative expression, self-expression, speaking your truth, painting, drawing your truth, gardening. Something that is adding the aesthetics, that Venusian energy, something that is adding to the aesthetics of the world, that is extending out into the world, is what's going to be more and more required. Yes, they're still going within and meditating and contemplating and meditation, hermiting a little bit, but the deeper contemplation and inner work that everybody is getting more and more masterful at, more and more efficient, understanding how to do that, that's becoming just more commonplace. It's like, now where do you go? Now what do you want to do? What do you want to create? How do you want to help? How do you want to be of service? Where and how do you want to shine? What do you have to share? What are your gifts? What's your take on things? So it's really asking people to actually also become more verbal, to verbalize. Live your truth, speak your truth. Live how you see it, speak how you see it. So the whole call starting next year is a lot about the transmutation into transformation, the new forms, the new actions, ways of being, the new focuses coming out more. So it's really like even more of an externalization of spirit through the matrix of the soul. It's about externalizing what we've been feeling and dealing with internally. It's about bringing that external to see. Almost you could call like the results or fruits of your labor, right? All right, we've got a caller here. Again, that number 347-539-5122 and press 1 on your keypad. Hi, welcome. You're on air. Hello? 310-344, you're on air. Okay, we'll come back to you. Remember to press 1 in your keypad. Hi, welcome, you're on air.
Jesus, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, calling from Sunny Mesa, Arizona. How you feeling today, Queen?
Doing great. Great.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that blessing.
I have to ask this because I've been pondering these last 2 years, the whole world's been shut down because of the coronavirus, and we're going into 2022. I was born March 22nd, very powerful number for me. And I'm saying, what kind of things do y'all see in the future coming?
Oh, that's a big question. In what way?
Business-wise, I've been on over 1,000 radio shows. Love-wise, you know, I've been married for a long time. I got 3 kids. My one kid just turned 22.
Oh, what's coming for you business-wise? What's coming for you personally?
Yes.
Let's look at that. And what are you wanting to – I feel like you want to make changes, but are you feeling a bit stuck or you don't know what to – best use of
no.
your energy is what I'm hearing.
No. What happened is I had 2 strokes, and when I'm the guy who remembers everything,
why.
And I can't remember, I'm trying to piece back together my life.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Something seems to be holding you back. So maybe you're the stroke, and you're recovering from that, right?
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Okay. So, yeah. So that's what I'm talking about. So it's slow recovery, but you are going to get better. It does show I would say for you, work stuff that is, like, don't try to do it all right now. It may be something that's more part-time or project-based.
Gotcha.
Yes, and start slow. Start slow. That, I feel like that's part of what was, in a way, this happened, because you were kind of, you know, really running ragged. I've been trying to, you know, you were holding a lot together. So pull back
yes.
your expectations a little bit.
Amen.
And just work part-time or more project-based, bit by bit, and let yourself heal and get stronger. I feel like
Amen.
May, June on, you'll feel a lot better, okay?
Gotcha. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
I
really appreciate
the
broadcast. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Blessings to you.
Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air. All right. So the number again, 347-539-5122, and press 1 on your keypad to get on. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Oh, my God, Michelle. It's Mitchie. How are you?
Oh, Mitchie. Hey. Hi. How are you?
I've been trying to get on the show for like 3 weeks, I think, and it was always so the week before, the first week was my friend calls me at exactly the time that the show starts, okay, and then last week I had another call, business call, at exactly the time the show starts, so I'm like, can I please get on this time, Spirit, please? I wanted to say hello and, you know, send you love. I just I'm so appreciative of you and everything you do and, you know, your YouTubes. There's a lot going on. The guest that you had before that talked to us, this was a few weeks ago, about intentions and how to change them, that was so amazing. And I don't know, I'm just always learning when I'm
listening. Was that the, which one was that? Was that the miracle or which one?
Oh, well, the miracle one was amazing, too. I'm working on getting my miracle. I'm expecting my miracle.
Good.
So
good.
I'm
look,
in the feminine.
Small, look,
yes,
so far,
little and small.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. So I'm in the receiving mode. I'm in my feminine mode of receipt. So I am waiting for it to come along. And I'm working on 3 different businesses. I'm almost embarrassed, Michelle, to say that I have businesses because they haven't been fruitful. By the way, real quick. I feel like some progress is happening with everything that we had talked about in my reading. I see progress
okay,
happening.
Good.
Can I? Is this true? Do you see it? Can you confirm that for me? Am I really gaining traction
yeah.
here? Okay.
What you're working on?
Yes.
With okay. Yes. Definitely. It shows you have a lot of cooperation.
I do. Yeah.
Okay, so that. Go ahead. What else?
Yeah. Well, I mean, generally that's it. I really wanted to say hi to you, Michelle, because I just want to say hello because I appreciate you so much. And just a little peekaboo to you.
Yeah, anything you want to share with us that you got going on? Or
well, I do have a TikTok channel, and this a TikTok because my son put it on my phone, and then I changed phones, and then here it was, and then a good friend of mine, she said, Mitchie, do your readings on TikTok. Offer your readings, you know, do have a TikTok channel. She pushed me to do that, which is, again, stretching myself, and I said, okay. So I'm doing that, and I just give little messages, and then maybe eventually I'll have a YouTube channel. My goal with the YouTube or with the channel is just to have conversations with people and you know, talk about what's going on and maybe help in some way, not necessarily just readings on those channels, but that's the goal. So that's what I have, and it's called Sasha Source 444 at TikTok.
Okay, very cool. I'm glad that you let us know. It's important to keep everybody
yeah.
up to date, you know, in our community, what's going on, you know.
I agree. Yeah, because we're all here. We're all here at this time for a reason. We're all here for, you know, a purpose. We're all here for this. So it's the time. It's our time to rise. It's our time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Well, thank
you. Glad to connect with you. Yes.
Me too.
Thank you for coming and saying hi, coming on the program. I so appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much. All right. You take care. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Hi. Welcome to Awakenings. You're on air. Hello. Hello. Hi, you're on air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Michelle. It's Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
I was just wondering, hi, how you doing? I was just wondering if you see me meeting anybody around Valentine's Day, you know, or after that.
Okay. Not sure about Valentine's Day. I do feel you are going to meet someone next year. I get. Let's see what if I can get the time frame. It's definitely through some kind of group. Are you on an app or are you doing an app? Are you on a dating app?
No, I was thinking of that or, you know, start going like places, like
going out. Yeah, it shows you need to get out a bit, like you've been, yeah, and maybe even an app. I don't know if you meet the person on an app. If you do, then they're close to you and you end up meeting them out at a function. I don't know if it's April, May on. I'm definitely not feeling February. You could meet somebody, but it doesn't feel that strong. It feels like you're on an app, and it also feels like you're out. I feel you do meet somebody, though, and I feel you start dating. And I don't know if you're shy or they're shy, the person a few words, kind of quiet, really does kind of unfold. And I do feel that the person that you meet kind of becomes like your, you know, wing person, you know, that you do a lot of stuff together. There's a lot of shared activities, you know, going to the movie or, yeah, there's a lot of shared activities that they do together. And also very kind, very, I got this for myself and I picked this up for you, but kind of practical stuff. You know, I was at the store and I got this for myself, or this was on sale and I got one for me and I got one for you. So I do feel that there definitely is someone coming in your life that is, you know, there's a long-term commitment situation there. I would just release the idea of the February and just also go out, get out, just out and about, just get your energy out.
Yeah, I haven't been out because with the pandemic, so I'm hoping, you know, after the new year, so you said more spring, right?
Yeah, but you got to get out. And see, getting out is also mentally, emotionally. Get out, walk around, you know, go for a drive, get out. You got to get out. Because even people that meet someone, like I know somebody that met someone literally in their house, but they were out and about. They were out. So there's something about you getting your energy out and about. Okay?
That's
all right,
Stacey,
keep
terrific.
Us posted.
Oh,
okay.
Great. And have a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
To you. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Hello. This is Angelique.
Hi, Angelique. Welcome.
Hi. I was just calling for a check-in in the area of tagging on the last caller, love and life partner.
Okay. Now, I'm probably going to talk about this more because I do see a lot of people partnering up next year. It's a very psychically as a channeler, that's the energy I see as a numerologist, as an astrologer, that's also the aspects show this. Whoops, I don't know if I hear wind or something. If you can mute that part, let's see. So that is really an overall theme, like collaboration, creative relationships, community. I think that's why we're doing all this looking around. Let's see, where are we coming up? I keep getting choices on you, and also I'm getting, are you moving or changing? There's some major change that happens before the relationship comes in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm still in flux as far as my work situation is concerned.
Okay.
Like I have a temp job right now, but I, you know, eventually want something full time, and then I'm developing some other stuff independently of that more.
Yeah, I feel work.
So
that's because I do even see you talking to some people or meeting someone, but it doesn't quite click. It feels like once that decision that you make about the job, then the relationship comes after that. So it's like a little bit of a domino. It's somehow the job changes your energy, changes your focus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there could
even be a
move is what I'm hearing. Yeah.
All right.
So
well, that'll be interesting because a move at this point is not at all on my radar, but you never know.
Well, it could be the move with the career then, that, you know, the job position, because it shows a decision. That it being in flux, that once that's solved, I feel like the other stuff comes into play, comes into focus for you.
Gotcha.
All right, sweetie, you take good care.
Awesome.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. Well, I'm going to talk to everybody before the New Year anyway, right? All right. Hi, welcome to Awakenings. You're on air. Hello, hello.
Ciao, Michelle. It's Zoe.
Zoe, hello, hello.
So I have like, I wanted to talk to you about something. It's interesting everybody's talking about these relationship things because we talked before about something or someone coming in during the Sagittarius season. But what I really wanted to talk to you about is the interesting thing since the eclipse and since the beginning of this season, I've been experiencing like it's been so hard for me to get out. I almost feel like energetically, right, like we're receiving these downloads that are almost over supercharged for our physical bodies. I don't know if that really makes sense, but it's just like it's requiring a lot more rest, a lot more sleep, a lot more meditation, and it's been showing up in different physical forms of not like sickness, but like different things. Like I felt it kind of like cycling through different chakra points, right, since the eclipses have started happening. So it's kind of kept me a lot in and very focused on self and maintaining and actually holding this energy. And I'm just wondering, like I tried to call in last week, and because there's a lot of people I feel like that are feeling this. There's a lot of like surging energetically, yes, as far as, because I just feel like it's almost like trying to upload too big of a file, you know what I'm saying? And it's taking like a little bit longer or moving a little bit slower, like not enough bandwidth, like this physical body is trying to catch up with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no it does. I mean, that's and that's really, November was a lot about that, you know, and even shows in the planetary aspects. So a lot of the contemplation, because next year there's going to be a lot of decisions, people that haven't been able to make decisions or get that job or put those resumes out or move, they've been planning moves, that all this kind of stuff is going to be happening next year. Next year there's a lot of decision, but of course to make good decisions we have to have these pull back or review, you know, go into awareness or mindfulness and observe and feel or let things come to the surface so that we can make those decisions so it can be revealed. So I do feel this year, probably for many, I would say August or September, probably September to February, is a lot about things becoming very, very clear of what's what, what to do, what not to do, you know, what's an option to do. And then from there, the decisions will be made. Like, things are going to be a lot clearer for people. And I feel like even for many this November and December this month, and some mid-January, but really November really intensified or highlighted, where things became very real, like, this is why I have to do this. This is why I don't want to do this anymore. This is why I need to move. I need this kind of environment. This is why I'm not in that relationship or it didn't work out. So people are getting a lot of clarity. And to get that kind of clarity, it doesn't come from ego thinking and rational. You know, it's a flash of insight or it's something that kind of bubbles up to the surface, maybe in meditation or while you're walking or doing the dishes or something. It's like, or you're journaling. So, yeah, that's kind of why for many people this time has been like that. I do feel people are getting out a bit more, but there still is this, you know, looking within. There still is this contemplation
mode. Introspective time. It's interesting because it's been a lot of introspective time, but I'm like, it's like literally things like where I physically can't go out or like some nerve hits in my foot and I physically can't walk or like, and I'm just like, what is going on? You know, like, and
well,
it's like every time I intend to go out, it's like,
however it needs to happen, however it needs to happen, whether it's physical, somatic or mental, emotional, however it needs to happen, it will happen in that way. It's messages from your body wisdom and your, you know, higher self. Zoe, it's great to connect with you. I have one more caller. I want to get to our guest. I think if our guest is calling or not, calling in.
Great. Thank you so much.
Right. Big hug.
Big hug.
Yes, happy holidays to you and a big hug. And thanks for calling in.
Okay, ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, it's time for our Awakening Dialogue. We have Dr. Leonor Merciana Luna, who is a spiritual teacher, healer, holistic doctor, acupuncturist, and feminine mystic. Let's welcome her to the program.
Hi, thank
Hello,
you.
Hello, Dr.
Thank
Leonor.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
Hi.
Great to connect with you. Yeah.
Oh, thank
Wonderful.
You. Thank you. Yes, I've been listening to you, and it's just so wonderful, this whole talk about miracles. I love it. I love it. I love what you're showing, what you're teaching.
Thank you. Yeah, it's amazing. Well, you probably see a lot of miracles in the work that that you do.
It's
very integrative, very integrative. I love it. So much to discuss with you, but I want to get a little bit of your background or your awakening, how you got on the path that you're on now. I know you had a near-death experience at age 6. By the way, I had one at 4. So that I was looking at that.
Oh.
Always synchronicity.
Yeah.
So
wonderful.
Were you always focused on the idea of healing and medicine? Has that always been a calling for you? Or
You know, it's interesting because yes and no.
okay.
I think from very early on, you know, the inspiration was I want to learn a new way. Like, this can't be it. You know, that was always cursing through my mind, even as very little. I was raised in a family, you know, mostly women, a lot of fear, a lot of, you know, victimization, a lot of trauma, and you know, they weren't happy and they were in anxiety most of the time. And I, you know, could feel that. And I, you know, I questioned life, like, this can't be what life is about, you know? So it was almost like that inner commitment that I feel really got anchored after the near-death experience about finding that light, finding that love, finding that inner happiness, that inner joy. Right. And purpose, like a deeper purpose and meaning to being here incarnated in this lifetime. You know, it can't be about fear and survival, you know.
Right.
So that's, you know, so that was always going on the inner, as far as I can remember, very early on. And then I studied psychology first, and, you know, that was helpful, but I felt like I needed some other way of embodying that. You know, it was a little too disconnected. And I'm not going to say my age, but basically, I mean, it doesn't really matter. You know, back then, this whole somatic psychology in the body wasn't really a thing that much. So then it led me into, okay, how do we, you know, I get the whole psycho-mental and spiritual aspect, but how do we bring that into the body? And then that led me down, you know, studying like Chinese medicine and the roots of that and, you know, and just really understanding the body and the symbology of the body and working with the body and, you know, dysfunction in the body. But to me, all, you know, I don't want to say all because there's always exceptions, but most disorders or imbalances that we're feeling physically or emotionally, depression, anxiety, et cetera, are really rooted in our spiritual awareness. You know, they're rooted in that.
Yes.
In our ability or a disconnection really from our spiritual awareness, I should say. You know, they're really rooted in that, in how we're either aware of our spiritual nature or not aware. And, you know, most of us as a culture, as a society, we're not aware, but we're awakening. You know, that's the good news.
Yeah.
We're
awakening. That's so true.
So, yeah, but that's been my, and I think it was about me healing. You know, when I had my near-death experience and I started to kind of understand that as I grew up more because, you know, it wasn't talked about, it wasn't mentioned, you know, it was kind of like that taboo, you know, don't go there, nobody knows what that is, you know, so we didn't talk about it. But what I myself started meditating when I was 20, started really searching, like there was this deep need in my being to kind of come to terms with what happened, what is that, you know, understanding death, understanding life, you know, because I feel like for us to understand life, we have to also, you know, go into the deep realm of death. And I searched and, you know, did a lot of different, went through a lot of different spiritual practices and paths and always, you know, taking me a little bit further and healing, but then also leaving me empty because they were all mainly spiritual paths that were created by men for men, you know?
Heady, and then I realized, probably very heady, right?
Well, yeah, all about coming out of the body into kind of, you know, the spiritual realm, being outside of yourself, not embodied in your body.
Yeah.
Right? And so there was always this deep dissatisfaction. and that also continued to motivate me to continue to look for the inner, you know, like, okay, there's more. And about 11 years ago, I started to really receive, you know, all of these teachings of the feminine. And it was really like a download one after the other after the other. It was just this beautiful, like you say, miraculous, magical process. And then it was like, oh, okay, I get it. You know, I get it.
Yeah.
And within the feminine, you know, which I think is, you know, what we're all awakening to. And, you know, we can talk more about that after if you'd like. But in the feminine, you know, it was like really understanding that even in all of these other spiritual paths, the essence of the feminine is there. It's just not acknowledged. You know, it's just not, you know, leading with heart, you know, opening to love. Yeah. You know,
it's not named,
all,
right?
It's not named. You know,
Not named. No, it stays. Even like, I know, like the Virgin Mary or the Negrita, the Negrita, there's such fear.
Yes.
Even how we talk about the dark, the Kali, the void.
Kali.
Now, of course, you have your book, Birth of the Conscious Feminine, An Era of Feminine Sovereignty. I want to dive into that a little bit. And then before that, I have a question that ties into your book, I'm sure. I've been getting a lot of my channeling, and it's very interesting. I've been channeling for a while, but the message that I've been getting very specifically is not just feminine, but women, right? Not like as before, but that a lot of our solutions, a lot of things that are changing within the systems are going to come from women, and even more so mothers.
Right.
like in educational systems, like the ones that will be making these big changes in the coming years will be more and more women coming forward.
And the
mothers. Could you speak to that? So that really got me going. I was like, it's not just the feminine aspect with a man or a woman.
Exactly.
But actually women.
Yeah. And I'm so glad you asked this because I was meditating earlier just, you know, on your show and on your vibe. And it was like, that's exactly, you're not going to believe me, but what was coming through. I even wrote it down.
oh, my God.
And so, and it's really interesting because, as you know, and I'm sure you've said before, the feminine is in both men and women, you know, and we both have feminine and masculine principles. However, my work is specifically the feminine for women. And women, you know, as a gender, as a sex, as, you know, even in our own feminine lineage, you know, an ancestral lineage, we, you know, in many ways have extreme trauma that we're, you know, healing. We've been in many ways, you know, abused, repressed, you know, executed for thousands of years, unfortunately, in, you know, the culture of the patriarchy. There's so much pain. And with the rising of the feminine, it's an aspect, it's like women were executed for being just women, for just being who they are, their natural tendency to, you know, communicate with the divine, their natural tendency to be intuitive, to communicate with nature, you know, to lead with heart, you know, to lead with, you know, what's good for the community, for all of us. We have that. It's part of our biology. It's part of the estrogen, you know, progesterone ratio that we have that are different than being embodied in a male body. And so as the feminine is rising, and this is, you know, also I get what you're saying. I get that a lot. It's like women also need to rise, to start to see themselves for who they are in their value of what they're carrying on the inner, to really recognize their holiness, to recognize their sacredness and what they bring to the table, you know, what they bring to the earth, because they are wired a little bit differently than the men. And it's not one is better than the other. It's that the women have been, you know, not allowed to really be, you know, that nurturing, nourishing aspect and you know, even to the earth. I mean, the earth as a feminine, you know, mothering living planet, you know, has also been destroyed and not honored. So as we start to open up to these feminine principles within us, then along with that, women have to rise because it's just a natural order, and do their part, you know, do their part. It's like leading with heart. And the mothering, you know, the mother aspect has also been, you know, not honored. You know, the mother, the mother and the elder, I would even say, you know, that carries that deep wisdom in the womb that then is, you know, then it's passed on from generation to generation, that deep compassion, that deep sense of, you know, wholeness, if you may. So those are all some of the feminine principles, and I agree. It's about also as we heal the women on the planet, as they allow themselves to heal and, you know, and clear some of the old trauma and really acknowledge their light, their contribution, who they are and how much they have to give, and that it's safe to give it now. You know, it might have not been safe, you know, a few hundred years ago, and in some places it's still not safe, you know? I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah.
But in the West, you know, generally, it's about daring to clear all of those survival patterns that we might be carrying, either ourselves or collectively from our ancestors, and then stepping into the miracles, the magic, the beauty of who we are. And then as we do that, then the men can also rise, you know, the feminine and the men, and then support the women, honor the women, and let them participate in society so that we can lead with love and caring and compassion rather than, you know, through power or money or, you know, profiting, right?
Yeah, right.
We're all in it together. We're all in it together. Yeah.
I almost feel like with you, it may be in some ways being less overly considerate. I feel like we kind of went in that. And, of course, there's obviously gender, you know, bending. There could be everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, non-binary.
Sure.
But I think sometimes
sure.
we can lean too much into that and not honor what that feminine or could be also masculine form. And, of course, I feel definitely more for not just the feminine, but the woman, the womb.
Right.
There still
right.
is, you know, there still is a bit of hesitancy towards the woman's wisdom or the woman's point of view.
Right.
And maybe that's going to have to come, it sounds like what you're saying, that for full healing, that has to come up to the forefront more and be acknowledged. Am I hearing that
yeah.
correctly? That it needs
yeah.
to come, you know, be more
well
acknowledged
yeah.
or prevalent, allowed to be more prevalent? Is that, or how would you put
yeah,
it?
Yeah, because that's where, you know, I heard you mention Einstein earlier, and it's like, you know, the quote, the very famous quote from Einstein, I'll probably mess it up, but that says you can't, you know, you can't solve a problem with the same thinking or with the same consciousness, you know, that it was created.
Yeah, I love that quote.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, what has created, for example, if we take the example of, you know, our Earth and, you know, where we're at. That's been created from the ego perspective. That's been created from a place and consciousness that's not honoring that spiritual dimension, and, or that we're all one and that what we do to the earth is going to, you know, kind of come back and affect us in this whole other way because it's all connected. It's, you know, we're all in this together. And so, mm-hmm. you know, when we drop into the wisdom, and by the way, men can do this too, it's just a different process for them. For women, it's
mm-hmm.
really innate. It's really, you know, it's right there. It's
yes.
wired. It's easy, you know, it's easy. But we've created a separation because it hasn't been safe. But, you know, when we drop into that place, we can let go of our thinking mind. That's limited to only what we've done, you know, what's done in the past, and allow ourselves, you know, this is also connected to like the winter season when we can just go in deep into the womb, deep into
yeah.
the cave, into the darkness, befriend the darkness where we can let go of what we think is right and really receive the deep wisdom. You know, recognizing that we also are the wisdom. It's that consciousness that's supporting us at all times. It's our divine dimension. And we're part of that greater spirit, God, goddess, great mother, whatever you want to call it. But we're an expression of that. And from that place, all new possibilities come up. You know, all new inspirations come through. It's like in a way it's channeling. You know, it's like bringing
yeah,
something new
it
that
is.
You and your mind didn't know. You know, didn't think of, you know, but you have to be willing to quiet down enough to slow down, to let go of the mind that wants to keep, you know, working on a problem, working, coming up with a solution, and go deep to receive. It's like a deep listening into what we call our wombs, our, you know, this dimension. It's a spiritual dimension within us. And then all sorts of things, you know, that we don't know mentally, but that we're inspired to. It's like that's where the inspiration comes through. That's where the wisdom is. And we all have access. You know, it's like we are the medicine. You know, it's one of my favorite sayings. It's like we're the medicine.
Mm.
We have all the answers. But, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to, you know, confront the fears, our shadow, our you know, maybe we've had trauma or even ancestral trauma to get there. You know, the voices in our head that, you know, the alarms that might be going off or even the unworthiness that might come up that say, oh, I can't do that. Maybe she can do it, but I can't. No, it's like
yeah,
really believing in yourself, right? Yeah. So I do believe the wisdom is imperative because in the wisdom, it's where we can acknowledge the fact of that there's a spiritual dimension that we can kind of lean into. And that's all around us, right? And that's supporting us. And there's a divine intelligence there, you know, and kind of get out of our own way as a human species, right?
Yeah. And you talk about the sacredness. I love that. The sacredness of being a woman.
Yeah.
Sacred, you know, the empowering women to honor their sacredness and their superpower. And I agree, because you're saying it is something innate. There are differences. I think
right.
we need to kind of get more comfortable with acknowledging. I don't know. We kind of got in this society of everything gets kind of, you know, homogenized. And that you have it
exactly.
too. You have it too. And it's like, well, you may or you may not. Someone might have
right.
a lot more of that.
Exactly.
Do you feel that's coming, though, by your research and what you're seeing?
Yeah.
You said rise. You feel there is, that is going to be happening more or is happening more.
I do. I feel that as, you see, there's this place where, you know, it's of course, you know, this mystery where, and on one level, it's like recognizing that we're all, you know, that there's this wholeness, that we're all part of the same, that we affect each other, you know, even in things that we don't realize. And at the same time, it's about honoring our differences, our uniqueness, because even though we're, you know, we're all, you know, we have our humanity and, you know, we have our divinity within us. And we all have that.
Right.
All human beings have that, right? Even the ones that, you know, don't acknowledge that. You know, I mean, there's definitely something, you know, there's a force that's animating us. And we see that, of course, at death when, oh, okay, that force isn't there anymore. And then it's just, you know, a body. But the point is, at the same time, we all bring in various, you know, different qualities. And there's, you know, like you said, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of variations of that because, you know, there's women that have a lot of masculine qualities and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, that they feel very comfortable in their masculinity. And so it's taking the shame out of the feminine. And the masculine hasn't been shamed as much, you know, so, but it's kind of like unraveling that shame so that, you know, we can allow ourselves to cry because crying is an emotion that clears, you know, the whatever the issue is, it's like it clears it. It balances the hormones. It releases hormones when we cry. It also releases serotonin. And it's an amazing process of your body. It's like letting that water flow. But there's so much shame that that's, you know, considered weak, especially if we do it in an office or in a place of work. So that's one example. But it's really acknowledging that, you know, our who we are and what we're here to bring. And each one of us, you know, even in our divinity and even in our humanity, it's like, yes, we're all divine. And then we have these qualities and of expression of that divinity that might look different than yours. You know, you might be a wonderful speaker and maybe someone else is, you know, enjoys being, you know, meditating all day or, you know, you understand it's like, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's like, we're all expressions of the divine and we're all needed. You know, it's like, we're all needed for like the whole to work. We're all important and it's doing the work with our own hearts and realizing that, okay, I'm not like that, but let me see how I am. Let me see what my preferences are. Let me see what feels good in my body, which is another feminine trait. It's like part of the feminine principle is to recognize that the divine is also in the physical body, right? It's also in all of creation and letting ourselves be guided by what feels good in our body, which, you know, brings up a lot of issues, you know, brings up a lot of
it
shame,
does.
A lot of survival issues, right? But,
you
know, and I'm not talking about, you know, what feels good to our kind of like our egoic persona, because that might be to kind of, you know, okay, I'm going to sit here and eat, you know, tons of ice cream, right? So I'm talking about the deep heart, the deep, you know, you could even call it the soul aspect. Like what's the deep yearning? You know, what feels good? And this is part of that intuitive process of connecting with our soul and letting that lead and using our body as a GPS to know when to say yes, when to say no. Even if we don't know in our mind, you know, like, why am I saying no to that? Like, that doesn't feel good in my body, but, you know, it doesn't make sense.
Mm.
But there's deeper wisdom, and that's the wisdom that we were talking about a few minutes ago. And it's like trusting that intelligence, the body wisdom. It's in your body. But you have to also distinguish between, you know, when you're really out of balance, you know, and you haven't sat with yourself enough to listen deeply, you might also confuse, you know, the egoic nature as, you know, well, I don't really want to do that, so I'm not going to do that, you know, and then, you know, that's
different. Right.
It's not what I'm speaking of here. And when you sit with yourself long enough, you can distinguish those different, you know, places of within yourself, those different dimensions within yourself. Yeah.
So it sounds like it's still this idea of this going, you know, within, this pause, the void,
yes,
being in the mystery.
right.
Which is so yummy. This thing is, what is, you talk about also, of course, the birth of the conscious feminine. I'd love to tap into
right.
that. And then you talk also about the era of the feminine sovereignty.
Yes, feminine sovereignty. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you asked about the conscious feminine. And what I want to say about that is it's really important as we come, you know, and they're kind of intertwined, but as we come into our sovereignty, as we come into recognizing, you know, our deeper purpose here in this moment, in this lifetime, in this incarnation, especially, you know, in the shift of the ages which we're in, it's like a very critical time in a way, and it's a very blessed time as well. As we come into our sovereignty, it's not about, or I would say it's about these feminine qualities that I'm talking about, the feminine principle. It's like becoming conscious. It's like this awakening. It's not about going to somebody else to heal you or, you know, give your power away and relying on others. It's about consciously becoming aware of who you really are and how does that want to express in life. And, you know, the feminine, there's a lot of, you know, teachings out there that are still kind of in this modality of, oh, okay, we'll just, you know, we'll just kind of clear you and you're fine and you don't even know what happened. You don't even, you know, you don't even integrate the changes within yourself because you're not conscious of it. Like it had, you know, you didn't really understand, oh, okay, I'm feeling this way and this was, you know, part of my feminine lineage, you know, from, I could see it in my mother. I could see it in my grandmother, how they felt, you know, this unworthiness and this, you know, suffering, you know, thing and this whole, you know, so start to make those connections. You become aware of, oh, okay, I don't need to buy into that anymore. You know, I'm going to heal, you know, sit with the pain, allow that to release. But now you're conscious of the feminine, how it's moving through you. You know, and by becoming conscious of how this feel, this energy, it's a quality of energy, right? Just like the masculine, it's like yin and yang. It's the quality of energy. How it's moving through you, then it empowers you to have choice. So, you know, when you feel like, oh, okay, I'm starting to feel, you know, this hopelessness is coming in again, or this depression or this anxiety, let me sit with my fear. So it, in a way, becoming conscious allows you to empower yourself. It's like you understand, because it's not about, you know, just kind of doing either just the mental work or just the divine, you know, just the divine work, like sitting in meditation all day and then not really bringing that out into the world, into your expression. It's about the bridge of those two. It's about really bridging the masculine and the feminine. And I think when we add consciousness to this feminine energy, then you're bridging the masculine and the feminine. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because the masculine is about the awareness. It's like you need to be aware to understand. Like you need to understand it on a mental level as well. You know, it's not an exclusion of the mental. It's not just doing whatever you feel like. It's like bringing those two worlds together, the intellectual, which is classified as a little more masculine, and then the deep feeling, the deep unseen, the deep intuitive domain, which is classified as more feminine because it's hidden.
We really do have to bring conscious. I love that. I'm always telling people, like, energy work, I love it. All of that is great. But something about the human mind, the human psyche.
Right.
We repeat stuff we don't bring to consciousness. We just do.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a fact. If we don't bring it through.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's
and then
yeah,
we have
pretty,
choice. Yeah.
Yes. The
and
choice,
the sovereignty. And the sovereignty, you know, is another aspect of that. It's about realizing that within you, you have everything you need, including to be happy, including to be fulfilled, because your outer world is a reflection of the deeper dimensions of yourself. So what's happening within you? So if there's a thought and a belief that says I'm not going to be able to do that, then your outer world is going to manifest that, you know? And so understanding that sovereignty is also about breaking those survival patterns, especially that women have had, you know, to survive in the last 5,000 years. We've had to adapt. We've had to, you know, do what, you know, these men said or these people in charge. So for our survival, because if not, it just, you know, wouldn't work out. And so we've learned to repress ourselves and then be, it's like this natural instinct that we have to be aware of our community, to be aware of our, you know, children or those around us, because we're kind of wired that way. As a mother, whether you've had kids or whether you haven't, but we're wired to be aware of the whole, right? That's part of our wiring. We've taken that and it's kind of gotten a little distorted. You know, it's like part of the survival pattern is that we're too much aware of other people's needs now, because that's what's kept us safe for thousands of years.
True.
And we have to rein it in. We have to bring ourselves. It's like, well, what do we want, really? You know, and put ourselves first. Out of love, not out of ego, but out of true love, you know, saying, okay, I'm not bringing, you know, my own self to the table here. You know, I have to sit at the table. What's my say and bring myself to the head of the table and then move from there. Right. And that's the sovereignty. It's like taking our dependency that's been so ingrained and internalized for survival, and realizing that we have everything we need because we can directly connect to that spiritual dimension, to the divine dimension. We are the, you know, this divine essence as well. And we can't, you know, wherever we're trusting someone else to tell us more, like it's okay to, you know, go to other people that, you know, that can serve as guides, but then we need to bring that information back in and say, okay, does this feel right? You know, so that we don't continue to give away our power. It's like starting to connect with our own inner authority, you know, that we have. And that might just be a little dormant because, you know, of our history and of our experiences and our ancestral, you know, the collective experience, which we're all clearing now. We're all clearing it. We're clearing it as women. We're clearing it. And, you know, some men that are more conscious are also clearing. But, you know, for women, we're all clearing what our ancestors have gone through for the last 5,000 years. And it's important to tune in when things feel very heavy. You know, when, you know, something minor that happens for us feels really, really like, you know, the earth shattering moment. we need to understand that there's nothing wrong with us. Yet, you know, this is an opportunity to heal some of this old pain that we're feeling. Yeah. So
it sounds like,
I know, I can
choice.
Go on for hours.
No, I love it. No, I love it. No, we need to hear this, I think. In fact, Tammy in the chat has been very good point. Consciousness and embodiment. We've got to bring it back into the body. That's what, you know,
right.
I always wondered that, and especially when I was studying meditation, I went to India,
yes.
Hinduism, Buddha, all that. It was always
exactly.
about getting out of the body, getting out of the earth.
Yes.
You know, it's like
yes.
transcending
yes.
the body. I remember,
right.
and I was like, at one point I thought,
yeah.
well, what the heck are we doing here then? If
exactly.
Why do we have the
then
body
like,
in,
okay.
in the century, right in the earth? Why
yeah.
are we?
Why bother?
To get out of here. Yeah, by exactly. And of course, what is the woman bring
yeah.
is earth, Gaia,
right.
Pachamama. It bring, you know,
exactly.
the sensual and that
yeah.
body. And it's interesting because the new emerging consciousness is requiring that. The next levels of, you know, evolution and awakening, we have to embody
right.
the energy,
exactly.
the consciousness. It's not
exactly.
heading anymore, which I find
no.
very... very
no.
interesting, and
yeah.
it's which does again to your point brings in the not just the feminine but women, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and women, you know, it's a time for women to heal. I mean, of course, it's for a time for all of us to heal, you know, and men too, and you know, and everybody, you know, in between as well, you know, but. For me, I mean, the focus on women is great because as a gender, it's been so suppressed for so many thousands of years. And we're all feeling all of that pain. You know, we're all feeling
yeah.
That because we all have the feminine within. You know, we're all feeling where
mm-hmm.
men can't, you know, show any emotion or be vulnerable, you know, because, you know, they're immediately... Even if anybody outside doesn't say it, within your own mind, you're judging yourself, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's
and women
so true.
Carry
yeah.
that within themselves, too. Unfortunately, you know, I always say jokingly that the patriarchy now is within us, you know? I mean, you know,
yeah.
it's within us because
yeah.
it's internalized. Like, we judge ourselves, you know, on
yeah.
and on and on and on. And, you know, where's the love? Where's the compassion? You know, where's the understanding?
Yeah.
You know, that's where I said that earlier about, you know, we have to understand that we're also healing, especially the you know, the women that are consciously on a conscious spiritual awakening path, which I'm sure is a lot of the people that are listening to your show.
Yeah.
You know, we're vessels. We chose to incarnate at this time. And for a lot of us, we're healing the path of our ancestors, you know, our feminine lineage. And so when things
mm-hmm.
feel really heavy, you know, we automatically, I mean, I know that it had been true and even sometimes, you know, is true for me that it's like automatically I go into, oh, you know, why is it so heavy? I should have cleared this by now. Like I've been working on that, you know, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. You know, and then
know.
It's like I'm wrong. All of a sudden, I'm making myself wrong because this emotion is coming through,
mm-hmm.
and it's separating me, of course, from the joy and the bliss that I love to live in. But the reality is that's part of this domain. You know, that's part of being
yeah.
on the earth and being human. We're going to feel all these emotions, and
such
to
a good
allow
point.
That, yeah, to breathe. Through it, give it room, give it space, drop the judgment that it should be different, you know, and
yes.
trust. It's like trust. And then like, as we do that, we allow, you know, we allow our ourselves to heal and we allow, you know, it's like that stream that was coming through the lineage, you know, women pass it on through the womb, really. They pass it on through the physical womb. Generation to generation, and we take on, you know, these old traumas so that we can heal it. And we're here,
mm-hmm.
we're here, and this is a time of awakening, and we are in charge of healing a lot of that, you know, for the past. So the biggest piece is not to to notice where we are judging ourselves moment to moment and just drop that. Drop that, bring in compassion and mercy, and then start to trust. Start to trust what you're feeling in your body, in your womb, in your heart.
Another part of it is definitely the trust.
Yes, I know, because it's been severed.
It's been severed.
Yeah, yeah. And we're
out of time now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say we're weaving that back in because it's been severed because before we couldn't trust and feel and we would do that and then we would, you know, be punished for it in many ways or, you know, it wouldn't. Yeah. So it's
many ways you're talking about is this reclaiming this part, which I love. And I do feel that is part of that feminine sovereignty, that reclaiming. Let us know anything that you have going on. Best way people can reach you, of course, your book. Again, those of you that are maybe tuning in now, Birth of the Conscious Feminine, An Era of Feminine Sovereignty. Anything that you have going on and best way people can reach you?
So we have a group that I do online. Yeah, they can reach me through Eventbrite on Conscious Feminine Medicine, I guess from the, on Eventbrite, our events are there. We're starting the healership school for women that want to become healers and really bring out their healership abilities. That's going to be in September of this coming year, in 2022. And, I always have, Conscious Feminine Medicine is a non-for-profit. So in my group work, I have a lot of free events online. I have, some other ones that are workshops, feminine mysteries. So, whoever wants to come on and check it out. And the website, of course, is Conscious Feminine Medicine. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for being on the program and sharing your wisdom with us, your light, your love, your presence, and your insight. Thank you so much for being on Awakenings. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for all the work you're doing. It's wonderful. I'm so glad you're doing it.
Thank you. I'm glad we connected.
You. Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Radiant Light, beautiful, beautiful messages. And that was Leonora Marciano Luna, her latest book, Birth of the Conscious Feminine, An Era of Feminine Sovereignty. Lots of good stuff in there and so needed right now. I think almost like a wonderful handbook. You can find out more information by going to consciousfemininemedicine.com. She's also on Instagram at Conscious Feminine Medicine as well. Oh, we're so blessed. I love the guests that we attract. And I love all of you. Thank you for being here, being a part of this program, show, podcast, and community. Really do appreciate all of you. I will put the link to the winter solstice, summer solstice, depending where you are, but the solstice interplane journey that we're going to do. We're going to be working with the chakras, doing some breath work. Really nice cleansing, clearing, healing session, but also very embracing, loving, and nurturing to help you with starting your new year, this next cycle. And Grace will be working also with sound transmission and certain codes through the sound work that she does that we'll be working with the chakras and then a sound bath. At the last complete sound bath at the last portion of the workshop and healing session. I like to get both in. So you can't go to union.fit/my name or put in Michelle Mache in the search and it will come up. I will be posting it on the Instagram stories, Facebook. There will be something on Facebook also. And if you know that you're interested, I believe there's an emailing going out this Sunday or Monday. If you're interested in that, please email me at michelle@soulplayground.life. All right, Soul Life. Thanks for calling in, all of you. It was great to hear from some of you I hadn't heard from in a while, and it was great to hear from you. I wish you, if I don't talk to you, happy holiday, happy Hanukkah, holidays, Merry Christmas, and I'll see you before the new year energetically and be on the program with you. But if I'm not, if we miss, wishing you a beautiful new year. All right, soul lights, continue to shine your light, share your insights, and of course, keep around.
Awakenings broadcast every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversations and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook. And check out Michelle's blog at soulplayground.com. And keep awake.